What's up, y'all? It's Chrissy with Black Hearts Club, and I'm here with Jaya today, and we're at the 420ish Festival in Portsmouth, Virginia. We're on this super dope bus. Whose bus is this?
Joey Green's bus.
Yeah, make sure we get his Instagram. It's, for those of y'all listening, Joey Green's. That's Green's with a Z, 75. We on this super dope bus, guys. Yeah, I'm here with some dope artists. Shout out to Q for bringing us on here, number one. Truly, shout out to Truly for bringing us on. I'm so sorry. But I guess if everybody want to introduce yourselves and let the audience know like what you guys do.
Starting with you.
Yeah. I'm Truly Fresh, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just out here just spreading positive vibes. Self-love is the best love, you know, just the run. It's the 420ish Festival, and I'm going to just hand it off to the queen to my left.
My name is Janai Sophia, and I'm a singer and a songwriter.
I am Him the Poet. It's actually an acronym for Healing in Mind. I write poetry. I also rap. I like to say that poetry, I write it with healing in mind. That's why the name is Him the Poet. It helped me out. So I feel like to do it for people. Oh, my fault.
It's okay.
It's a lot of people.
My fault. I didn't know how long we was going.
No, you're good. So we got Him the Poet.
Oh, I'm Scott Free Preach, rapper, songwriter.
Yeah, I'm going to get up and come back here.
Hey, check it out, man. Hey, I'm Joey Green, 75, man. I got one of the illest smoke buses in the 75 region.
Definitely.
Check it out, man. All I do is bring a good vibe to your city. You know what I'm talking about? Tap in, man. I love each and every one of you.
Thank you.
What up? My name's TQ, and I rap. Yeah.
My name is Josh. I support 757. I keep everything in motion for the city. If you need to know what's going on, tune in to the page.
I don't think it's been a show of mine that he has not pulled up to.
My name's Ambrose, a.k.a. Cali Blues. Do hip-hop, jazz singing, you know what I'm saying, just a little bit. Straight from Los Angeles, California. Make some love.
All right.
Yo, D3. I'm a rapper, artist, born in Jersey. I'm here in the 7-5.
What up, y'all? My name's Jay. I'm the owner of Growth Herbal Bar and Shop, and we specialize in making rolling papers out of real fruit. We got 420 venue, come through. We got puffing mics and all that.
Shout out Growth.
Eastside RV 420, sneaker reselling. I got them kicks. Come
forward. Word. Since this is a Unity Festival, how do you guys feel as creatives about Virginia's music scene? Like, do you feel like we are unified for real? Okay. I'm gonna come to you and then I'm gonna come.
Okay. So I'm an artist, you know what I'm saying? But I like to support first. Honestly, the 757 has no unity. Everybody like tries to click up, you know what I'm saying? Whatever is really hot, whatever is popping. Nobody really takes the time to find their sound. Now you have the artists that do take the time to find their sound and do that, but then they're not getting the support. We have a lot of talent that's just getting kicked over because they're not getting the likes they need on Instagram, or they're not, you know what I'm saying, the clout.
Right. That's a good point. I agree with you. There's a lot of talented artists that are looked over because they're not popular. All right, Truly.
So I say unity in the sense of, you know, bringing people together. It's probably a disconnect, but I feel like with knowledge comes more understanding, why we need to be unified. You feel what I'm saying? So just by going, doing what we're doing, like going to Growth and going to places where we can express ourselves, and then being open and not being scared to voice how we feel, and going to talk to people about different issues and what we feel. I like your song or I didn't like your song, and really having those open dialogue, that is what's going to bring the unity. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to just focus on the negative. Let's figure out how we can fix the issue. We all know that it's a lack of, so that's how we can fix it. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm just with it all, the whole thing.
I think I'm from Philly, you know what I'm saying? I've been down here for a little minute. I think, honestly, it's happening now, though. I'm not sure what happened before, but I see, from what I see, like, festivals like this and things like that, like, a lot of times when these things happen, it bring me closer and meet new people and bring us, and we build on that. So I think it's literally happening right now, you know what I'm saying?
Now, check it out. I come from Los Angeles. Right. When I came over here 2018, I couldn't tell that there, well, of course, some people ain't gonna have the energy, but I couldn't tell that there was no love, cause I linked up with Preach right here. I linked up with my man's right here. I linked up with my boy Dizzy, 20 Bill. You know what I'm saying? I'm shouting all the dogs out. He got rap on the drill. You know what I'm saying? And I felt that love. You know what I'm saying? That's real. So I couldn't tell the difference. I love it out here.
Word. Okay. So, you got. Okay, I'm gonna come to you and then I'm gonna pass it to you, Jan.
Hey, I mean, what I really gotta say about the whole thing, about unity, I mean, for real, and this goes to my black people. It's on 100, man. Like this bus right now, you see how we packed there like sardines? We chilling, right?
Right.
It's one thing, man, that's green, right, that brings us together, right? And then there's good music, right? The rhythm. You know what I'm talking about? And all y'all are artists, so therefore, if you study music, you gotta understand what you put out there. And that rhythm, I mean, understand the heartbeat, you feel me? But you are what you say you are. So if you say there's no unity, there's no unity. Mm. We gotta start speaking real positive facts out here. You feel me? You gotta start changing how we talk. If we say there's nothing and there's not there, you feel me, then there's not gonna be. You see what I'm talking about? But if we start saying, yo, there's unity, like today, this is a unity festival.
Right.
There's a lot of people out here, a lot of people said they won't gonna come out here. But they out here, so it don't even matter. I mean, we here together, I mean, and that's what rocks. I mean, we gotta stop worrying about that COVID shit. I'm not trying to be politic or nothing like that. Excuse me, I know you're gonna beat me out.
The BHC podcast, we don't bleep shit out.
Hey, real rap, man. Like, I really feel like that was something to scare people and to break us up. It was already one thing to kind of keep us together, but then to throw a sickness in there. And then to scare you, a lot of people don't even go to church no more, so peep that. All I'm saying, we got to come back together. And that's how we bring the community back, and that's how we save each other.
Where?
I feel like it's been a history of, like, people saying that there's no unity, but I definitely see that, you know? I see unity. Like you said, you know, we all linked up. Every time one of us got an event, you're definitely going to see us in the building. You're going to see another one. Absolutely. So it's like VA is moving toward that, and they, you know, this festival is just one thing to bring that magnifying glass that VA got something.
Facts.
I said it's
definitely something in the water. But I got a question to thank you, love. I got a question to go off of that because I feel like I had learned that networking is definitely a learned skill, something that you're not born with. Some people introverted, some people extroverted, some people charismatic, some people not. Like, what do y'all want to see VA being for the creatives in the future? Part number one to the question. And number two, who actually got some events coming up that's for networking that people can get involved in to support?
Hello, man. Y'all really need to tie in, man. Where I support 757. Follow my guy. If you ain't following him right now, follow him. Yeah. And some real rap, tie in him. Tie in with me. Follow my page. Follow the sister right here. Tie in because we got a lot of events that's going on outside of here that's already been going on in your city that y'all probably ain't even know about. You see what I'm talking about? So all you got to do is just come out, show us love, same support. Because for real, it starts within the smaller inner city of your community. It don't take this big-ass name to do what we doing. We already been doing it. We just got to see it and come together and stop being scared of each other. I mean, we the cool kids on the block anyway. Period. We all who they want to be, so it don't even matter. So when you come out here with a whole nother funk and a wave, dog, they got to ride it. You understand that? And peace is the number one thing. Practice what you preach, man.
Definitely. What you got, mamas?
So basically, can I hold this?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, but I didn't want you to stand. You good? So, like, creating spaces that have open-minded people and open-minded energy is also important, too. That's part of the reason why I created Growth. And Growth wasn't just because of the name, but it's actually what we try to do. We try to promote and be that fertile ground for artists, be that fertile ground for other entrepreneurs. If y'all don't know, I host the open mic with Marv P every other Friday. Yeah, and when I say we... Yes, that is the next one. But we have everybody in there from rappers to poets, indie, hard rock, punk rock, everything. And no matter what, everybody always gets the snaps, the claps, and the networking is crazy. You never know who's going to be in the room with you that you can connect with. It literally is amazing. Like, I came on this bus, like 3 weeks ago, a month, and I was like, yeah, what's up? My name's Jay. And ever since, we've been seeing each other, like, weekly, if not that. So you know, don't be afraid to speak up. Say, hey, how you doing? Because you never know where that's going to lead to.
Absolutely. Well, how do you mean? You gave me a roll-up.
Huh?
At your store. You gave me the
fruit one?
Yeah, the fruit ones.
And
then we was looking for a lighter.
Yeah.
That's how I first met her.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to light her. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like a bond. Like, every time I see her, it's just, hey, what's up? It's just the same
energy, same vibe. It's, I got the same thing with a lot of people in this room. You know what I'm saying? It's just the aura you bring. Like, how can we be you. Self-love is the best love. Just be you. You know what I mean?
There's something that you should give to people. You know? Because when you give in authenticity, when you are yourself, there's only one you. As cliche as that sounds, there's only one you. I say that all the time. But in doing and giving, being you, you're offering something new to the world. No matter what it is, it's new. Something they ain't seen. So when you are doing that, that's what the people attract to. You know? So, I always speak on like having places like this. Places like this, this bus. And I always like to speak on the places around here in Virginia that's doing that. And like you say, the Puffin Mic with Marv P, that's something that we out here doing. The Art House in Portsmouth, Virginia, Art House Noir, that's something that they do. Beautiful, creative space to have. Just, you know, artists come through and do their thing. And it's a, like, canvas. Like that place is a canvas for artists. Like, no matter what you do in there, it's just juices flowing. And if you have to, you can draw on the walls. If you know, they just let you get it out. Just somewhere
artists.
For you to be. Somewhere to express. I always say places like that is beautiful. So I like to play. Like to put those out there, you know?
Facts.
Just to piggyback on what everybody's saying, listen, we sell shoes to like 7 cities. We get people from Newport News. I'm from Portsmouth. I literally live like 2 blocks up the street. My house is on Century. So we sell shoes to everybody. It's like money is money at the end of the day. Like, we all want money. There's no reason to. He from a different city. I can't do business with him. I can't do a feature with him. I can't do shorty hair because she's staying in a different city.
Right.
It's not like that. Like, at the end of the day, we all want money. We all need to get level up. Everybody want to be better than what we are. So, like I said, at the end of the day, like I said, money is money. I don't turn down no city. And I'm from P. You feel me? So, you coming from Norfolk, you get the city. You feel me? I already know.
And that's, wait. Piggybacking off that. It's crazy because it's like everybody's like, oh, man, you out in Suffolk. That's a far drive. And I'm like, I live in Norfolk. I got some team members that are in Virginia Beach, but on a weekly basis, we got people from North Carolina, Philadelphia, New York, Richmond. And this is just for us, not even to enjoy the beach. So it's like, if they can do it, and my friends who have still a year anniversary, who have still not come out to my shop, but I got people from New York.
Girl, and that's how it be.
I know that.
That's how it be.
Talk to me. You need talking to me. I know that. Yeah. That's the only way we're going to grow, though. Like I said, man, I'll be excited, you know what I'm saying? Once I tapped into all these amazing people, you know what I'm saying? Make sure I get your information before we leave. But, yeah, I tapped into everybody here, you know what I'm saying? Each one of these people I met at a show, you know what I'm saying? At a show or doing something pertaining or creative to music, you know what I'm saying? Or anything like that. So, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate the love, and we out here, you know what I'm saying? We out here in this building now, you know what I'm saying? We building this shit. Because soon they're going to be talking about us and, like, talk about, like, we'll be the blueprint, and that's probably what we don't see. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes when you're a pioneer, you don't see it. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta go through it so your experiences people can learn from. So, yeah, we out here.
Well, I have one last question, and I actually want everybody's feedback on this, but I just want to know, what are y'all most excited about for this festival or from this event? What are y'all most excited about?
Being able to showcase that VA has and VA is, like, we are the culture. You know, everybody say VA is where the hustlers be.
Yeah.
Like, because we get to it. But we're talent. And when people, sometimes you got to talk your shit. Like, the people around me are amazing, man.
Yeah.
Everywhere I look, it's somebody amazing doing something, no matter what industry it is. Somebody, we got producers top level. We got rappers top level. Like, everybody over here, we do it top level.
Right.
So, I'm going to talk for VA if VA ain't got nobody else to do it.
Facts. Same.
what was the question?
Oh, what are you most excited about for this festival? What are you looking forward to?
To piggyback off of him, I think the most excitement for me that I get is that, you know what I'm saying, the world, the exposure that we all get from it. You know what I'm saying? All the opportunities that come from just being a part of it. You know what I'm saying? All the breadcrumbs, all the money we can make, all the opportunities that come from the artists that don't normally be, you know what I'm saying, or don't normally happen. So, yeah.
And will you?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, you too. Everybody got an answer.
Man, I'm going to keep it 100. Like, I don't do too much talking and everything, but I just got to say, like, everybody in this room, top tier talent. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got something to prove, and everybody bring it and leave it to the table. And like, for real though, like, VA, we up next. That's all I gotta say.
We up next. Yeah. Period.
Look, I just gotta say, like, this place here, every time I go to a show, I feel like an energy growing, and I feel like everybody, every single time, be like, next time is gonna be better. Next time is gonna be better. And it's gonna be to a point where it can't get no better, because we're gonna blow up. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. I feel like California, they had their time. They still going. But I feel like I came over here at the right time. You know what I'm saying? The time for us to get right. Time for this East Coast to get up.
I definitely feel that. I agree with you on that one. You've been quiet this whole time.
What was the question?
What are you looking forward to most about this event, about this festival?
Keep it 100. It's probably the biggest stage I ever performed on so far. So
okay.
Yeah.
Period. Congratulations.
I came here to rap, pulled up, I'm gonna do my thing. Like Okay. Everybody else been saying, I don't wanna beat a dead horse, but it's talent everywhere. Like I always said, VA was a melting pot, so it's time to show it.
And what time do you perform?
7:15.
7:15, all right, we're gonna be there. We're gonna make sure we're there.
Definitely looking forward to networking, talking to people, meeting other dope entrepreneurs, and just like really telling people about growth and like what we're pushing and what we're doing. So pushing G, I guess.
Facts. Networking. I'm coming around. Yeah.
Facts. Like I said, I'm from the city. Like I'm from Portsmouth, so people be saying like it's scary. A lot of stuff be happening. Like a lot of stuff happen everywhere. To be real, like I just want this festival to show like. We can do stuff, like I said, we can do nice stuff. We can have nice people, you know, come through, people with money, you ain't gotta be scared, you ain't gotta like, at the end of the day, it's not, everywhere it's not like that. Like I said, yeah, you feel me? Everybody, you know, city got their own little problems, but like I said, Portsmouth, we a great city. You know, you see they headed here, we having a great time. It's probably like 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, mm-hmm. Nothing happened, we've been sliding, so,
I don't know. You?
Yeah, man, y'all want my, hey, yo, I'm being real honest.
You being real honest.
I tried some over Gucci, man. That's about it.
Okay. It's
when y'all go to the States, that ain't
gonna. I feel like
I had Benzino sitting right here last weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you could do it. You definitely got it.
Hey, Gucci, Rick Ross, I got the best smoke out here. I don't care what no one else got to say.
He don't care what nobody got to say. Hey, okay, we have a special guest. We have a special guest. Did not even see my girl came through. You want to introduce yourself real quick?
Okay, I'm Coco Lee. I'm a new singer around here in the 757. I've been performing for a while, but I took a break due to, you know, I have genetic hearing loss, and so I let that, you know, stop me. But I'm like, I'm so thankful for this opportunity because I met a lot of great people that are on this bus, like, and I found my tribe. And I'm back into music because for a long time I've been modeling, but modeling wasn't my thing. And now I'm back to my music and stuff like that. So I'm excited and I'm thankful and I'm blessed. And I'm like, whatever's for me is for me, whatever, you know.
And we're so excited to have you back. Walk on. But, okay, truly. So what are you most excited for about this event?
I mean, this event is just so surreal to be here. Like I said, it's just like, you know, the cycles, the patterns, and the stages just get bigger and bigger and bigger. And, like, the people you meet, like she said, the community, the tribe just get stronger and stronger. Like, a lot of these people I haven't seen. I see y'all.
Right.
Like, we 10 years plus. Yeah. But a lot of people, like, I just met you, but we know about, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's 10 years plus, and then it's fresh, and it's brand new, and it's building, and it's growing, and it's being coddled and baby-fed, you know?
Right.
It's just so surreal. So what I want from this, from the festival is what it is. Like, I want unity.
Preach. And last but not least.
So I'm going to piggyback off what they were saying about exposure. I think it's good because I feel like Virginia gets a really bad rep about a lot of things. So this is like a good time for us to all come together and actually enjoy ourselves without any violence or dumb shit happening. So I'm excited about that. And also, like, I've met a lot of different people. Like, everybody on this bus I wouldn't probably know or have been as close to if, like, we weren't doing this together, like being at rehearsals together, yeah, spending time together. Yeah, so we making a bond. Love y'all too.
Yeah. Thanks. Well, I want to shout out Joey Greens for having us on this dope bus. I'm super excited for the festival. I'm glad to be here, of course, with everybody, but of course, TWP fam, this is just a great moment. I'm excited for today, and we're gonna see y'all in the next interview.
One more thing.
Fuse
Fest is next.
Yes.
I don't know how.
You know what I'm saying?
Fuse Fest. TWP. If you don't know, now you know. See y'all in the next interview.